not 100% sure what to do, but I'm going to preach. Isaiah chapter number 9 this morning. Isaiah chapter 9. Boy, ain't it good to be where God is. There's a lot of people met without Him this morning, but I'm glad I met with Him, aren't you? Who are you pointing at? Go ahead, Brother Jeremy. Right. Amen. 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 How about that?
Yeah. Praise God.
Glory to God, brother. Yeah.
Mama had to die. I wouldn't have got saved.
How about that?
I wouldn't have trusted her.
Yeah.
For a long time, every time I'd see her, she just looked really bad. Obviously, you know, she'd wake up in the middle of the night having a bad dream. She's screaming. Every time I'd see her, her face would look all sunk in and bags under her eyes, just, you know, dark circles and everything from not sleeping.
Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir, brother. Amen.
Would you want to risk letting the family member die?
Right.
And get saved.
My.
Right here.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good, brother.
Blessing. All of us, maybe.
Yes, sir.
I just want to thank God for
what a blessing.
How far my release is
going. Amen, Jeremy. That's good, boy. Thank God. Isaiah chapter number 9. If y'all give me about 10 country minutes, I'll be done. I'm serious heart attack. I got to be in the gym at 12:30 to feed the bus kids. We're serving Christmas dinner to them and some of their families this morning. So, Brother Freddie, if I ain't done, I'll leave an outline laying right here and we'll just tag off. Amen. And I promised Brother Greg I'd be out there. But Isaiah chapter number 9, we've been preaching from here. This will be our fourth message in a series from Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6, talking about the names that that God the Father has assigned to God the Son. Amen. Somebody said His name's Jesus. Yes, it is. But you can find Him under a different name in every book of the Bible. Amen. Somebody said Jesus is. You could just leave it right there. Jesus is what? He's whatever you stand in need of this morning. Amen. Jesus is everything. Jesus is the answer to all our trouble. Amen. Hey, he's the answer for the White House. He's the answer for the Congress. He's the answer for the military. He's the answer for the entire world this morning. I'm glad I serve him. I'm glad I not only serve him, but I'm glad I know him this morning. Isaiah, some 400 years before Jesus was born, in Isaiah chapter number 9 and verse number 6, he said, "For unto us is born, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." We've mentioned this every week. That carries a twofold meaning. Unto us a child is born. That was the man side of Jesus. He was as much man as he was God. But I'm glad he didn't just say, "For unto us a child is born." He goes on to say, "Unto us a son is given." That's his God side. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. S-O-N. He is the son of the living God. Amen. I like this verse. Amen. The Bible said, "And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called," what is it?
Wonderful.
He's wonderful this morning. Would you agree with me?
Yes.
Counselor. He gives mighty good advice, don't he? And the mighty God. That's what we preached last Sunday. He is mighty this morning. The everlasting Father. And I'm going to finish with this last title right here. The Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. I looked that word peace up. I normally don't bring my phone in here, but I got that 1828 Webster's Dictionary on here. Here's what Webster said peace is. He said, "In a general sense, a state of quiet or tranquility, freedom from disturbance or agitation, applicable to society, to individuals, to the temper of the mind." And he goes on and gives several definitions of peace. And he talks about peace in different ways. And he gives some scripture there about peace. And I'm glad there is a peace, the Bible said, that passes all understanding. The dictionary said that peace is a quietness of mind. Have you ever felt that place in your spirit and in your heart where everything was just cool? I couldn't think of a better word to say, but everything was just all right. It may be turmoil on the left and turmoil on the right, but down in here somewhere, something's saying, "Hey, buddy, everything's all right. Don't you worry. I got everything under control." I thank God for that still, small voice that speaks peace to me. You know what this world's in search of? Peace. They're in search of peace. There's a couple of different kinds of peace. There's really two kinds of peace. There's a true peace and there's a false peace. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you." So in other words, Jesus is saying there is a peace that the world offers. Everybody's looking for peace. Are you listening to me? If they were not, we could put Prozac out of business. We could put all the antidepressants out of business. We could put the quacks out of business if everybody wasn't looking for some kind of peace. Listen to me, they're trying to suck peace up their nose. I ain't never sucked nothing up my nose. Thank God. But they're looking for some peace. They're looking for something to make them feel good on the inside. Brother Joel said, "You can feel good about yourself. You won't find peace in self." Somebody help me. I'm going to say that again. You can't find peace in yourself. You look within, you're going to get disgusted. You may try to fool everybody, but you know what you are. You jacked up from the floor up, make God want to throw up. Every one of us is a mess at best. Am I right about it? You start looking within. I look in that mirror and I think, "Dear God, how could you love me? How could you put up with me? How could you keep forgiving me over and over and over? I can't find no peace in Eddie White." And you can't find no peace in whatever your name is neither. You look within, you'll get disgusted. You look around and you'll get discouraged. We live in a discouraging society. Amen. They ain't but so much Fox News I can handle. About 5 minutes of rush and he's got to go. Why? It's depressing. It's discouraging. But I'm glad my hope don't stop with Fox News. Woo! I'm glad my hope don't stop with the government, but my hope goes all the way to the shoulders whereon the government rests this morning. You can't suck it up your nose. Brother Jason's got them flocking in here on Friday night, hooked on this and hooked on that. Everybody's just trying to feel better. Everybody just wants to feel good. I'm in that group. Well, not quite. I like to feel good. I feel like James Brown this morning. I feel good. And I ain't sucked nothing up my nose. They trying to suck it up their nose. They trying to shoot it up their arms. But there ain't no peace in it. You see, the problem with that world peace is you'll feel good for a little while. Let me say it again. You'll feel good for a little while. You'll forget your troubles for a little while when you shoot it up your arm and suck it up your nose, but it's going to wear off. Let me say it again. It's going to wear off. And then you got to have some more. And that's going to wear off. And then you got to have some more. And then that's going to wear off. And then you got to have some more. And then you get to a place where what you're doing ain't even helping no more. The thing about getting high is if you get high, you've got to get low. And the problem is you start off here and you get up here. Woo, man, I feel good. But when you get low again, you don't go back here. You go here. So you got to get high enough just to get you back here. We all right this morning? That's how that stuff works. They trying to suck it up their nose. They trying to shoot it up their arm. They trying to swallow it down their throat, but it won't work. It ain't in no bottle. It ain't in Jim Beam, it ain't in Jack Daniels, and it ain't in Budweiser. Oh, I know, I've been there. It'll make you feel better for a little bit. It'll make you feel better till it makes you feel worse. Somebody help me who's been where I've been. It'll make you feel better till it makes you feel worse. How many of you remember the day when you lay in your own vomit and swore you'd never do that again? It made you feel better for a little while, didn't it? But then it got you to a place that even in your drunkenness and even in your mess, you said, I ain't never doing this again. I'm looking at some people this morning. I could tell some stories on you and you could tell some on me. Don't point at me, Mike Fennell. I'll spill the beans, brother. They trying to suck it up their nose. They trying to shoot it up the arm, but there ain't no peace. It ain't real peace. That's world peace. Amen. That's world peace. They trying to swallow it down their throat, but that's just world peace. That Oxycontin, I ain't never. Well, I take that back. I was going to say I never took no Oxy before, but Charlie slipped one on me when I had an abscess too. I stayed laid up for 3 days. That sucker walk around and eat them like Skittles, man. I took one. My wife said, how you feeling? I thought, do. My tongue felt like it was that, like a T-bone steak, man. Amen. People taking that Oxycontin, going to the doctor. Just because the doctor gives it to you don't mean you need it. Amen. Instead of the drug dealers being put in jail, hey, some drug dealers got PhD in front of their name. There's a whole lot of doctors around here ain't nothing but a highfalutin drug dealer. A high-class drug dealer. One of them told me, he said, we don't get kickbacks, but we do get nice vacations. Thing about that peace is it is good for a little bit. But you're going to wake up tomorrow. You're going to wake up to the same mess you got high to. You're going to wake up to the same mess you got drunk to. And it's going to be there in the morning. And through them foggy eyes, it's going to look worse than it did yesterday. It's a false peace. Somebody help me. It ain't for real. It's short-lived. It's a mind-altering. What you're thinking is making you feel good. You ain't really feeling good at all. You're just numb. It's like Novocaine. That's right.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. That's right.
I can handle a drilling in my tooth if I got lots of Novocaine.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. It doesn't mean that a hole ain't still being made in my teeth.
Yeah.
It's just made me numb to it. When you take this world's peace, these things that are supposed to make you feel better, it doesn't change your circumstances. There's still a hole being drilled in your life.
Amen.
You just don't feel it.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, oh, if we just had some money, you'd just buy more junk.
Yeah. Right. Right. Amen.
Amen.
People all depressed because they can't afford Christmas. I got it, and it's done paid for. Without me spending a dime, Christmas has been paid for. I have the peace of God in my heart that passes all understanding. Now, I like the title, I've Got to Hurry. I like the title. It didn't just say that he was peace. He said he was the Prince of Peace. Now, if you'll study history, you'll find out what the princes did. They were a distributor of the king's riches to the poor. Somebody help me. The princes were a distributor of the king's riches to the poor. In other words, the poor people would come who didn't have anything, and the princes would distribute it to those who did not have. So I'm glad when I had no peace. Oh, good God. I'm glad when I didn't have no peace in my heart. There was a prince that I came to who distributed to the poor and gave what he had out of somebody who had none. Woo! You say, what's all that shouting about in church? What that man jump up hollering about? That's just a piece of God, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. You know what? Me and old Stacy, we used to ride around, do stuff we ought not to do, and Mike and Johnny and Tim. It's good to have Tim here this morning.
Amen.
I always use him as illustrations. I can't do it while he's here. Amen. We talk bad about you, brother. No, I'm kidding. That's one of my dearest friends. But, buddy, we did stuff. You know what? We'd get about half lit at false peace. And all of a sudden that false peace would unhinge our jaws. And we'd go to holler.
Yee-haw!
I mean, boy, we'd have time. Are you listening? You ever been around a bunch of drunks? They get loud, don't they? That's that false peace. But we got real peace if we're saved. So if we get loud on the false peace, we ought to get louder on real peace. Amen. You know how many times I had to go to that fountain? Once.
Yeah, you're right.
One time I went and got a drink.
Amen.
And I've had peace in my heart ever since.
Amen.
He said, oh, don't you have problems every day?
Yeah.
We faced them up one side and down the other. We've seen more tragedy and more heartache. But down deep inside that peace that's in our heart, hey, that little voice inside said, hey, everything's okay in my Father's house. It may look bad on the outside. It may look bad around. But look up, son, it's all right where I'm at. Amen. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is the distributor of peace to those who have none. If you ain't got any peace in your heart, you can leave with full assurance this morning. Romans chapter number 5. Turn over there with me right quick. It's 10, 12, 12. Am I right about it? Something like that? 12, 12. It's just 11 in Alabama. Amen, Brother Tim. We on your time this morning. Romans chapter number 5. I want you to look with me at verse number 1. And I want you to notice that Jesus is the peace of salvation. He is the peace of salvation. Do you understand? When you trust Christ as your Savior, you get saved, but there's a lot more comes with it. Are you listening? My cousin told me yesterday she's got a new Nissan. And it's a luxury model, whatever it is. And she was telling me, she said, I had this thing for 6 months before I figured out what all this thing does. That's the way salvation is. I had it for several years before I ever figured out what all came with it and what all it does. It's like a smartphone, amen? When I first got this thing, I knew I could make a phone call.
Yeah, amen.
I didn't know I could surf the net and look up definitions and all that, check the weather. I mean, do all kind of stuff. That's the way salvation is.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. There is a peace that comes with your salvation.
That's right.
And that peace for your soul is this: I'm not going to hell when I die. Worst thing that can happen in life is you die, right? Well, that ain't that bad for the child of God. For the child of God, if we die, heaven. Streets of gold, gates of pearl, brand new body that'll never get sick, never grow old, never have another heartache. How about that? No more pain, no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more death. Amen. That's what's waiting on me on the other side. I've got a peace in my heart. Corby, my little cousin, told me on the way home from Montgomery the other night, he said, as I was throwing up a gallon of blood, he said, I was scared to death. He said, but in my mind, he said, I knew if I die right here on the side of the road, at least I know I'm going to heaven. How about that? I know if I die right here on the side of the road, at least I know I ain't going to hell, somebody. Or to shout and be happy right there. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 1. The Bible said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have, say it with me, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, sin had separated me from God, but Jesus Christ, as the mediator, as the middleman, as my lawyer, stepped in the middle and mediated between me and God, amen, and brought peace between me and God the Father. Ain't that a blessing? Let me ask you a question. I got to hurry. Do you have the peace of salvation this morning? Somebody said, well, I don't really believe you can know that. You ain't read your Bible. You ain't read your Bible. I feel sorry for these poor guys. I mean, people make fun of them and throw rocks at them. I ain't going to make fun of them this morning. Them poor little old guys on them bicycles. Bless their heart, man. Would to God some Baptists would work like that. I mean, it's almost tempting to tell you you got to work for your salvation so you'll get off your backside and do something. But I'm glad Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but He washed it white as snow. I don't have to work for my salvation. You work for something to pay for it. Is that right? If you didn't have stuff to pay for, you wouldn't work. I would. I'm serious heart attack. If I didn't have a house payment, y'all wouldn't have to pay me. I preach for free, man. I don't preach to get a paycheck. I preach because I love it, and that's what God called me to do. But I'm glad I'm not working for this peace. I'm working because I got peace. I'm working because I'm happy about it. Amen. Have you got the peace of God in your heart? If you died right now, could you look over at some of your family right now and say, hey, if something happens to me today, you tell that preacher that I'll be in heaven. Your family ought to know that. Your loved ones ought to know that. Somebody ought to lean over and whisper in the ear right now and say, I just want you to know I'm saved. It's quiet right there when you get personal, don't it? I'd love one day just to take a microphone, start on the front row. Say, tell me when you got saved. Make everybody in this place. God, I don't want to get to heaven and your blood be on my hand. Amen. Have you got that peace of where you'll spend eternity? Nothing's more important. Nothing's, hey, look, you can do without presence under the tree when you got the peace of God in your heart. Amen. 40-something yesterday in my living room. Whew, I almost needed some Prozac. 40-something people in my living room. I looked around that place. I even asked a few questions. Everybody there yesterday said they're saved. One little old girl that I didn't know, little girlfriend of one of the kids, the only one I don't know. That's the only one I don't know. As far as I know, my family, 40-something people left there knowing Christ as their Savior. What I'm saying, I have peace this morning that if that trumpet blew today and Jesus called His church out of here, we'd just meet again tomorrow. Amen. Instead of my living room, it'd be Hallelujah Square and there'd be plenty of room. Oh, yeah. Amen. My wife said, we got to have something bigger. I said, dear Lord. It's as big as it gets, baby. We ain't building nothing else. That's the last thing I'm ever building as long as I live. But I'm glad there'll be plenty of room in heaven. Jesus gives us the peace of salvation. Not only that, He gives us the peace of security. He gives us the peace. You know how good it feels to be secure? Secure in a relationship.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. There's people going to counselors left and right because they can't trust one another. They can't trust their husband. They can't trust their wife. They can't trust their business partners. They can't trust. You know what, really and truly? You can't trust nobody. But you can trust Jesus Christ. I'm glad he's not an Indian giver. Y'all know what an Indian giver is? I ain't heard that term in a long time. NAACP probably be on me this afternoon. I ain't heard that term in a long time. Indian giver. That's somebody who gives you something and then gets mad at you and takes it back. My daddy was like that. My daddy was like that. He'd give you something and give you ultimatum. He'd give you automotives. I wish they had to give me automotives. Amen. I got a Lee, a 69 Camaro, a GTO Judge. Yeah. No, he'd give me an ultimatum. Now, this is yours as long as.
Yeah, that's right.
Then he'd give me something and say, this is yours, but you got to leave it here.
Yeah.
But Jesus gave me salvation. He said, this is yours. Period. Period. He didn't put one ultimatum on it. He didn't say, I give you unto you eternal life as long as. As long as you don't. As long as you do. And I'll give you this if. No. He said it's yours. It's paid for. And it's yours for eternity. We quoted it a while ago. We'll say it again. For God so loved the world. I'm using this because everybody knows it. That he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have. Somebody say the next word with me. Everlasting life. There's not an if in the sentence. There's not a contingency in the sentence. There's not a contract to be signed. It's done. I'm preaching to somebody this morning who believes you can lose your salvation. Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. What do you got to do to lose it? Brother Stacy got in a discussion with a guy the other day about that very thing. What do you got to do to lose it? Which sin is it? Which one do you have to commit? I grew up listening to Jimmy Swaggart on the TV. I liked it. I love to hear that man play a piano almost good as Brother Todd. Him old hands bounce. He tear that thing up and preach like a striped ape, man. And he preached you could lose your salvation. Well, he got caught with prostitutes. Multiple prostitutes. And he didn't lose his. So it must be a pretty wide. Am I right about it? Truth is, you can't lose it.
Amen.
Well, I don't believe a saved person could do. Oh, yes, they can. I've seen saved people do stuff that'll blow your mind. You're still walking around in a body of flesh. You can sin. Matter of fact, you do sin. Daily. Listen, man, if you could lose your salvation, sin is sin. Is that right? A bad thought. Gone. I have bad thoughts hourly, daily. I can't drive to Villa Rica without having a bad thought. I started leaving my gun at home. I did. I said one day, if I get to the house, I'm taking this pistol in because I'm scared to death. I'm going to reach in there and grab it. People are crazy, man. They just make you want to kill them. They do. My salvation, I live 4 miles from the church. I could leave my house saved and be lost before I get to town. That don't make a lick of sense. I'd have to do like this. Drive down the road about a mile, pull over. Lord, forgive me my sin. Save me. Come into my heart. Drive down the road. Stop again. Lord, forgive me my sin. Come into my heart. That's not even logical. Jesus gives us the peace of salvation, but thank God he gives us the peace of security. I love that boy sitting back there. That's my son. He's done some stupid stuff. He had. Not lately. He's been pretty decent here lately. Since he got married and Cora straightened him out. Amen. But he's done some stupid stuff when he's a teenager. I beat the fool out of him. I mean, seriously, I cut me a piece of 3/4-inch plywood about that long, carved a handle in it, wrote Levi on it. Amen. I'd tear that rear end up, man, but you know what? It's still my boy.
Yeah, right.
He got my blood in his veins.
Yeah.
He can't help being stupid. He got my DNA. It's in his genes. Amen. Even though I do stupid stuff, I'm still his child. And you can leave with the security of knowing heaven to be your home this morning. He gives us peace and salvation. I'm leaving a bunch of this out, but he gives us peace in security. And lastly, and I'm done, he gives us peace in supplication. You know what supplication means? It means to come to ask. It means prayer. It means prayer. He gives us peace in prayer. Have you ever prayed about something? And even though it wasn't done, you had peace about it in your heart.
Amen.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever got down on your knees and prayed and somehow in your heart you knew everything was going to be all right?
Amen.
That night when my son was in a coma and I was laying in that little Ronald McDonald house trying to sleep and God dealt with my heart and boy, we had that, me and the Lord had that Abraham-Isaac meeting right there. Something inside me said it's going to be okay.
Amen.
My flesh didn't want to believe it. My eyes wanted to believe what they saw. But in my heart, there was a peace that I knew everything was going to be all right. That I knew my son would walk out of that hospital and not have to learn to talk and not have to learn to feed himself and all that stuff. I mean, boy, I just had peace about it.
Amen.
But not only me, y'all know the story. Two other preachers called me that same morning, early, said God woke them up in sleep and they prayed and God gave them peace that my boy's going to be all right. Thank God we can pray. They was people, you said, what's all them people coming to the altar telling Jesus what they need?
Yeah.
Telling Jesus about their problems?
Yeah.
You know what they're doing? They come down with turmoil. They come down with disgust and doubt and dread. But many went back to that pew with peace in their heart.
Amen.
Knowing that they had told God all about it.
Amen.
Listen, it's no different. No different. Don't nobody get sideways with me here. But it's no different, Brother Charles. Then a little four-year-old boy go sit down in big fat man's lap.
Amen.
Nothing intended there, brother.
Amen.
And tell that big fat man everything his little heart desires.
Amen.
And he gets off of that fat man's lap with a smile on his face.
Yeah.
Because he believes that everything he just asked that fat man for, he'll receive.
Amen. Amen.
Now, Jesus Christ is not a fat man. He don't ride flying reindeer.
Amen.
But he's for real this morning. He said, ask and you shall receive. He said, you have not because you ask not. When I come to Christ, because of my peace of salvation, and because of my peace of security, Brother Freddie, I'm not afraid to ask him for anything. Anything. Little things I ask God about. Little things.
Amen.
I've flown on, I cannot tell you how many times I've got on an airplane. Somebody said, I'm afraid to fly. You're crazy. I'm afraid to drive.
Amen.
There's a whole lot more car crashes than there are plane crashes.
Amen.
But I get on a plane, and I'm putting my life in the hands of a man I do not know. I've never met in my life. Half the time you don't even see them. They could have monkeys up there as far as I know.
Amen.
But I'll get on that plane. We start taxiing out onto that runway. And I said, Lord, give us a good flight today.
Amen,
let us take off and let's land safely.
Yes.
Get me where I'm going in a timely manner. God, just hold this plane in the air.
Yes, amen.
I was in Lexington, Kentucky several years ago. And I got on a plane and I just did my normal. The plane started taxiing out and I said, Lord, don't let nothing happen to this airplane. God, and I don't know why I prayed this. I said, God, if there's something on this plane that's broke, let it show up right now. We started taxiing down that runway and the right engine quit. God is my witness. I mean, just went boom, quit. Everybody was fussing. Everybody was griping. There's an old lady sitting next to me rolling her eyes and huffing and gruffing. I said, ma'am, ain't you thankful it quit now?
Yeah.
Instead of 30,000 feet?
Yeah.
I said, I just asked my father.
Yeah.
if there was something wrong with this airplane, to let it show up while we was on the ground, and I no sooner got it out of my mouth than the engine quit. Woo! Hallelujah. I can ask him anything. You say, that was coincidence. You're stupid. You say, that's not politically correct. I never claimed to be. You're stupid, man. That was a grace of God, man. That thing could have quit at 30,000. God said, cut her off right now. Get my boy off that plane. Get him on one that'll make it. Little things. We ask him about the big things, don't we? We ask him about the life-altering things. What about just the little everyday things? He cares. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I've got peace this morning that if I've got a need, I can tell my Savior about it. If I've got a need, you know why? Because I have the peace of security. I'm his. I ain't got to check to see if I'm saved first. I already know that I am. Some people got a little sideways with me on that. Matter of fact, they left. I hope they get that. You know, there's a lot of people that don't believe in eternal security. They will at the rapture. That rapture is going to straighten out a lot of doctrine. I'm probably going to find out I was wrong about a thing or two, too. But I'm glad there's a few things I got down pat. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have you got the peace of God in your heart this morning? Do you know peace? The Bible said he is peace. Luke chapter number 2, the Bible said peace is here. He's here. It wasn't world peace, it was Jesus' peace. Let's stand to our feet this morning. I'm late. Brother Todd, y'all come and get us a song this morning. You need Elizabeth? Miss Elizabeth, you come. They're going to sing a verse of invitation this morning. And we're going to go eat with our bus children. Listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. I'd rather know that you're going to heaven when you die than know that you won the lottery. Or to know that you had good help. I thank God that the Lord cured Miss Ashley of her cancer. No doubt, that's the greatest, one of the greatest miracles I've ever seen, Brother David, is your wife. She thrills my heart every time I see her. It just renews my faith in God. But I'd rather have her in heaven than here without cancer and lost. And I'm glad God healed her. I'm not taking anything away from that. I shout the roof off over it every day. But thank God, either way, it was okay. Either way, it would have been tough and we'd have grieved and it had been a hard time. But boy, God just gave us a double blessing. He saved her, healed her soul, then he healed her body. Thank God, man. I'm glad I have that peace. Let's bow our heads this morning. We're going to pray. Heads bowed all over the house. Ain't nobody looking around. Listen to me this morning. If you ain't got that peace about your soul, I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. Just want to pray for you. If you just slip up your hand and say, preacher, I'm not sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please remember me when you pray. Just slip up your hand, put it right back down. Like I said, I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. Just want to pray for you. Preacher, I need to get that settled in my heart. Just remember me when you pray. Just shoot your hand up. Put it right back down. God bless your hearts. Thank you so much. Preacher, I need the peace of God in my heart. Boy, pray for me. Pray I get that thing settled. Anybody else? I wonder if there's somebody this morning say, preacher, I know I'm saved. There ain't no doubt in my mind. I've trusted Christ as my Savior. If I died right now, heaven would be my home. And I know there's supposed to be peace in my heart, but I hadn't been at peace here lately. And I know it ain't him, it must be me. Preacher, help me. Pray that I'd get that thing right, whatever it is, that I'd be able to trust God no matter what. Hands all over this building. Thank you. Thank you for being obedient this morning. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you again this morning in Jesus' name, Lord, you've seen every hand, you know every heart. Have your way in this altar call. Don't let one leave here lost today. Lord God, do what only you can do. God, I can preach, but you've got to draw them. I can tell them what you said, but God, you got to call them. Lord, I pray you'd call them this morning. Father, please have your way.
Bless them bus children, the parents that showed up this morning. God, do a work out there. Father, just have your way, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.